Well, I mentioned before the break, there is a very special concert set for this Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Grottoes Chapel of Mary in Northeast Portland. It will feature Andrew Goldstein and his Emerald City Music Project. Andrew is also the director of music at St. Michael's Parish in Olympia, Washington, and he joins Matra Day Radio this morning. Andrew, thank you so much for being with us. Great to talk with you.
Happy rainy day to you this morning.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I was thinking about you as I was putting the story together yesterday afternoon, because I was also doing a story on the inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which made me think about you and wondering how you got your start in music.
Well, sure. Yeah, I grew up in a Catholic parish, and I was very blessed by a group of musicians in that parish who kind of took me under their wing and kind of showed me the ropes of both like organ and the folk movement. And so we were I was very blessed in that way to kind of grow up with music and had music in the house. And never thought I'd go into Catholic music at all as a career. It
right.
was not on my radar at all. But the Lord has a way of doing things. And I got a degree in arts management and went to go work in classical music, which was my kind of how I ended up putting on classical concerts and
right.
worked for an organization called Emerald City Music. This is actually a separate project. This is not Emerald City. It was mislabeled on the bill.
Oh.
But this is Wisdom to Wonder. So this is the work that I'm doing through the church and through the Catholic Church to spread great Catholic music.
Wow, very nice. Yeah, we'll talk about that. So who was young Andrew rocking when you were younger?
Young Andrew was rocking lots. I loved the Beatles. It was a huge influence for me growing up.
Nice.
One of my first CDs. So I was like, oh, I have to have this. So it was a huge influence.
Yeah, yep. That's great. Well, there's a great concert again coming up here on Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Grottoes Chapel of Mary. What are folks going to see when they come in and see the concert?
Sure, yeah. So we're going to be playing selections from a CD we just put out in December called Wisdom to Wonder. And so this is a CD that's entirely based on music written for the purpose of showing us the beauty of Catholic saints, poets, writers, and the things that they produced over multiple generations. So we're going to sing through 8 different songs, each sourcing from different saints, different poets, different writers, and putting that all into one space. The idea kind of being that music is a platform for us to unpack the beautiful treasury of things that the church has to offer over thousands of years that sometimes we may have just forgotten or tucked away, or it's in a book. And
right.
The idea is to bring that back to life and to make it relevant to what we are experiencing today in our prayer journeys, in our life journeys, in our cultural journeys.
Put
it all in one place.
No, that's wonderful. So will you be playing keyboards? What's the band set up like?
Yeah, so I'm a pianist and singer, there will be a lot of piano, but we've got a full ensemble coming. We're based in Olympia, Washington, so we're not too far north. So a group of us who recorded are all going to come down, multiple singers, guitar, piano, violin, flute. My wife is a violinist, so
nice.
She will be joining me on the violin there, and it's going to be a nice kind of chamber ensemble.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And again, I was looking at some of the information on your Wisdom to Wonder album. And I mean, you really do reflect on some of the saints, folks in the church going back through history. Touch upon some of these tracks.
Yeah. So for me, the kind of genesis of this album started right at the beginning of pandemic. And you know, I was just like everybody else at home twiddling my thumbs and wasted a lot of time on YouTube learning things like
right.
the spoons and repairing an accordion. And but eventually that led towards other things. And so it led toward a video one night that completely opened my world. And it was from Fulton Sheen. And he was reflecting on the woman at the well. And he started with this beautiful poem: "In the garden of every heart comes the most beautiful story ever written. As planet affects planet, so too are we affected by you." And I heard this poem, and then he goes on to talk about Woman at the Well and connect it to that. And for me, hearing that poem was like, this is absolutely stunning, beautiful, exactly what I needed in that moment of early pandemic days where 2 weeks turned into 2 months.
Right.
And so I thought someone has to have written music to this. And I looked like I couldn't find exactly anything like that. So that's what started something for me of there has to be a way to take this beauty and put it in a new light, to make it relevant, to make it heard today. So Fulton Sheen is certainly one of those.
Yeah.
That song In the Garden's on there. A number of others that were really touching to me is a song called Still Falls the Rain. It features poetry by Edith Sitwell, who mm-hmm. wrote this poem in the midst of the London Blitz. And so as bombs are falling, she's uniting the suffering of her life in that moment in 1940 to Christ and the suffering on the cross. And when we started working on this and writing this, and we had no idea the kind of relevance that might have today as we're looking at things like the war on Ukraine.
Oh, yeah.
Just the challenges that we're having with peace in our world right now. Mm. But again, a beautiful reminder that challenge, that suffering is united by he who suffers, right?
Right. Again, yeah. We're speaking with Andrew Goldstein. He is the musician going to be performing in a special concert this Saturday at the Grotto's Chapel of Mary beginning at 2 o'clock. Again, that is this Saturday. Have you had a chance to play in the Chapel of Mary before?
I have not. I've visited the Grotto many times, and I'm a huge, huge... It's a place of prayer and refuge, but I've never played there before, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, from what I understand, the acoustics in the chapel are very good. So I had my daughter, actually, they sang in a concert choir there, and just sitting there in that presence is such a beautiful scene. I think you're probably really going to enjoy that.
I can't wait.
So talk about the Emerald City Music Project, too, because this is interesting, even though it's not a part of the concert. But as I was reading about it, talk about that genesis.
Yeah, so this is sort of my other hat. You know, I really, as a young person, I love classical music. I think there's so much beauty to it and so much that we when we put it on a stage, we kind of miss it. Actually, it feels like a separated thing. So my dream with Emerald City, which puts on classical concerts in Seattle, was to kind of take down the stage, to put musicians in a more informal space, and have the audience right there with them so that we could kind of co-experience classical music together. So that's been going for 7 years.
Oh.
And I'm very, very blessed by that. And so we put on chamber concerts in Seattle and then Olympia, Washington as well. And that's my other world.
That's great. And so your Wisdom to Wonder album, if folks want to connect with you, can they get the album now or the CD? Is that possible?
Of course, yeah. So you can find it on my website, which is catholicandrew.com. Or I'll also have it at the Grotto, and you're absolutely welcome to see me there. It's also streamable on every single major platform you can find. If you search Wisdom to Wonder, it's the first thing on your list.
Beautiful. I was just reading through all of these tracks, and they're just the inspiration there. I think people are really going to enjoy it and have a chance to listen to it. And then we get a chance to play all of the tracks then at the concert on Saturday?
Yeah, we're actually going to go straight through the album in order. And there's a lot we'll talk about as we kind of unpack each song and the inspiration for each. But really the idea of this is like, it's like the shelf of a library. We're kind of pulling down each book one at a time and stewarding these texts through music, which is just our language for doing that.
Beautiful. Again, Andrew Goldstein, he will be performing in a concert at the Grotto's Chapel of Mary. That's 2 o'clock this Saturday, Grotto's Chapel of Mary. Andrew Goldstein. Andrew, great to talk with you. Great to learn about your music, and we'll look forward to it.
Thanks so much for having me on this morning. We'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Take care and God bless.